In this segment, Dr. Covey continues his discussion about putting first things first. Here he covers the importance of delegation.
All right, now we need to move to the other kind of organization. What is it? Delegation. You know what a gopher delegator is? Do this. After you clean that up, then come and talk to me about it, and then I'll tell you what else to do. That's gopher delegation. Go for this, go for this, go for this, go for this. What we're talking about is full delegation. I call it stewardship delegation. You set up a complete stewardship and try to cut down the gopher side as much as you possibly can. Now, sometimes you yourself don't know all that's going to happen. So you may have to do some gopher delegation, but cut it down as much as you possibly can and give people a sense, these are the results you are responsible for. Don't get me involved in methods. I'll tell you some of my best ideas, but I want completed staff work, where you complete that particular job. That's a full stewardship delegation. Give them a sense of what the results are, give them freedom and methods, then get out of their way. I'll tell you a gopher delegation I was involved in one time. We were water skiing, and my son, he was very good at it, was out there being pulled, and I was driving the boat, and I had this camera with a little footage left on it and gave it to Sandra. And I said, now take pictures at only critical times because we have just a little footage, and she was unfamiliar with the camera, you know, so I said, only take times when we have the sun ahead of the boat and also when he is doing some fantastic thing like jumping the wake or having some turn where he's touching his elbow. And then I started to say, oh boy, she didn't know how to handle that camera, and I think I'll just do it in another way. Sandra, just take it when I tell you. Okay, and all you have to do, keep it focused on him and push this down. Everything else is ready to go, okay? Take it, 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 take it. Don't take it, 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 don't take it. Take it, take it, take it, take it. I had to literally, that's called one-on-one delegation, see? Total concern of one person with another person. There's no span of control, just one-on-one. Because I was afraid that if I didn't tell her everything, every instant, she might take it when she shouldn't take it or not take it when she should have taken it, see? Now, a lot of people literally delegate that way. Now do this, now do this, now pick up this, now do this, now do this, see? That's gopher delegation. Instead, create an image in people's minds about where you're going and what you want to have accomplished. Now, let me give an illustration. It's a true experience in our own home with delegation. You know, I've done a lot of gopher delegation, and sometimes I've taken the time to set up stewardships. We had a family meeting, and in that family meeting, we discussed, you know, what is our family about? And we have a family kind of a goal statement, mission statement, values and goals. We monitor ourselves by it. We look at it regularly. Well, in this particular family meeting, we were organizing ourselves. We get reorganized twice a year, June and September. Why? School's out, school begins. It's your reorganize time. I've learned a couple of things. Don't reorganize fast. Take time. Have a lot of one-on-one visits before you reorganize so that there's good input and people really buy into what's happening so that there's a significant sense of involvement. Remember this underlying principle, no involvement, no commitment, okay? Son, your job is green and clean. That's your job. What's the first thing you notice about those words? Yeah, they rhyme, but what else? They're results words. You know, never delegate methods, only results. Why? If you delegate methods, you're into what kind of delegation? Gopher. You delegate results, you're into stewardship delegation. A clear picture of the desired results. It's the first and basic criterion of stewardship delegation. A clear picture of desired results. Green and clean. Son, come here. See this neighbor's yard here? That's called green. Now look at that. I mean, he really takes care of his yard. That's the color we're after, son. Let me show you our yard. Look at the mixed colors, see? It's not it, son. I want you to get a clear image in your mind. You'll notice over here, part of the problem is the sprinkler doesn't reach this part. So you have to, the key to green, you'll find, is water, son. Just a very little kid, see? Key is water. Now, son, how you do that is up to you. You're free to do it any way you want. But I tell you how I do it if you want me to. How would you do it, Dad? I'd turn on the sprinklers. But you may want to use buckets or hose or spit all day long. Makes no difference to me. All we care about, son, is that color. Got it, son? That's green. Clean means no messes around. Paper, strings, bones, sticks, anything that messes up the place. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just clean up half the yard. This line right here. Okay, let's clean up that part. Now, look at this compared to that. Look at the difference. That's called clean, son. Oh, good, I didn't notice that newspaper back there behind the bushes. Good eye, son. Look at it, look at it. That's your job. This and that. Now, I better tell you some more things about this job before you decide whether or not you're going to take it. Because when you take it, I don't do it anymore, son. It's your job. It's called a stewardship. Stewardship means a job with a trust.